The key to a good figure for a sissy is undergarments. It is a biological fact that males and females are different. And I'm not just talking about what's in between your legs. As an artist, I've learned that men's body shape is not the same as a woman's. If you want to pass as a female, even if only for a night, you need to get that underlying shape right. Men are generally trapezoid, wide shoulders tapering down to narrow hips. Women are that lovely hourglass figure, with shoulders and hips roughly equal and a smaller waist. A woman's figure is hourglass-shaped. You may not believe me, because wow, has modern advertising and culture warped our ideas of what a woman should look like, but trust me on this one. Hourglass figures are the default for women. To get an idea of what I'm talking about, look at Christina Hendricks, Jennifer Lopez, and Beyonce. Avoid the super skinny chicks. They've dieted themselves into stick figures that more closely resemble the male body type than the female. To get that voluptuous, curvy bod, you need a few things. Here's my must-have list for creating the hourglass female form. You need an underbust corset. The underbust will pull your waist in while leaving your bust area alone. This will create a more wasp-shaped waist, which is quintessentially female. Remember the pictures of David Bowie in a corset? How androgynous he was? It was the cinched-in waist that did it. That's what you're going for. You also need some padded panties. They make these for women who need a little help in the derriere, but nothing at all says guys seeking a plump tushy can't slide into them. Drag queens know that guys with a flat ass need a little plumping up. Remember, your hips and ass should be the same measurement as your chest. Pad it out, boys, pad it out. Speaking of padding, you're going to want some falsies. Stuffing your bra with tissue is so very 80s. Just don't do it. Get some good silicone falsies. They're worth it. They'll give you the right heft and feel, and they'll move more naturally. Madonna's torpedo tits are not a good look. Trust me. Top off your foundation garments with something cute and frilly, and you're pretty much done. Well, except for hair, makeup, nails, shoes, hosiery, and accessories. But that's all for another entry. Have fun being a girl! For more, go to my blog at fetishphonesexblog.com or call me for fashion advice and to chit-chat at 800-601-7259. Ask for Harper!